Is the current market rally getting wobbly? With some perspective, here's Opus 111's Mike Mayall.
Now, you know, realistically, we, that is to say investors, have had it pretty easy for the last year and a half. Yeah, there's been the usual external distractions and some reasons maybe to be cautious. But in terms of the market itself, it's been pretty much a walk in the park, which, of course, could change at any time. But in any regard, the gains have continued to come, leading some to wonder whether this rally is getting wobbly. Well, the breadth of the market suggests otherwise, at least for now. The number of New York Stock Exchange stocks that have hit 52-week highs, compared with those hitting 52-week lows, continue to create new records, which basically suggests that there's a wide range of stocks climbing to new relative highs. This according to the Wall Street Journal Market Data Group. Now, and another thing, there's a classic theory of technical analysis, you know, that's charts and graphs, that says that the strength in the Dow Transportation Average must be seen in order to, what they say, confirm the rally in more widely known Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, the Transportation Index has been paying catch-up for the last few weeks, and that could bode well for the broader market. Matt Maley, he's an equity strategist at Miller Tabak. He explains that the Dow Transportation Index has airlines, trucking, railroads, and, of course, things like Federal Express and UPS in it. So if the consumer's doing well, that means people are going to be buying more things. Truckers have to ship more things. Rail has to ship more stuff. So therefore, it's a good indicator of what's going on in the economy as a whole, especially for the consumer. So if the transportation stocks, going back to the theory, if the transportation stocks see further upside, the market could rise along with it in what is considered historically the Dow theory buy signal. You know, there's a lot of people that are wary about this low volatility market environment we're in because they think that the market's too complacent and that it could be caught off guard. A couple headlines, I will not divulge the names of the headline makers because, well, I don't want them to be embarrassed in a few weeks or months. This is how the market might crash. That's an article. Have we already peaked? How much longer should stock investors dance near the fire pit? I think it's safe to say that they aren't overly positive longer term. But in any regard, Ms. Kate Moore, she's chief equity strategist for BlackRock. BlackRock is the world's largest investment manager in terms of funds that they control, either mutual funds, UITs, ETFs, and things like that. So what Kate has to say is, and I'm quoting, "We keep hearing questions about whether this lack of volatility is something to be worried about or if it's signaling something negative. One of the things we've looked at is how low volatility in and of itself has led to bad news for the markets or given a reason to be fearful. The truth is that we find that low volatility is actually the norm for the stock market, not the exception. And in my experience over my career, I'd say that's pretty accurate. Most of the time, it's just kind of boring. Bouts of high volatility," this is Kate again, "bouts of high volatility, when they do occur, tend to be very short-lived and are very often good buying opportunities." And I'd say that's been proven to be pretty accurate as well. You know, there's millions of market participants who buy and sell securities every day. Everybody's got different goals, time horizons, how they feel about risk, and certainly their investment philosophies. But that's how the markets are made. That's how prices are set. And matter of fact, the number of trades that sets these daily prices is staggering. So you can see this is what they call the efficient market, because in 2015, that's when we have the data, world stock markets averaged almost 99 million trades for $450 billion a day. That's according to Dimensional Fund Advisors. Now, markets aren't going to be completely efficient because, humans are making the buy and sell decisions, and it may come as a surprise that humans are occasionally wildly irrational. The problem is that far too many investors believe they know exactly when this irrationality will start or end.
Listen to Money Management with Mike Mayall each week on KXLY 920 in Spokane or find him at opus111group.com. Securities offered through KMS Financial Services.